All right, guys, here we go. Fight Finance Podcast back at it again with that guy, Joshua Smith. How you doing, my man?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Enjoying life. Life is good right now. It seems like we're all kind of getting back into it a little bit. You know what I mean? I live in Florida as well. And it seems like people are coming back in the gyms, Home Depots, Targets. So we're getting stuff going.
Yeah, like I seen that everything's open like 50% up lately.
Right.
Starting like last Friday or whatever. Or maybe it was this Monday, but everything's opened up 50% and I'm just ready to get back in the restaurant, man. Like I'm tired of cooking every day. Like geez.
Right. And those Uber Eats, right? Like it's I get like a $12 dinner and it's like $32. I'm like, wait a second here.
It's been running my pockets and I'm just ready for quarantine to be over.
Absolutely, man. I'm with you with that. All right, before we get into MMA, ATT, Dean Thomas, The Firm, all this going on. Like, I've been watching you for a little bit. Love your Instagram game. One of the best Instagram games in the business, keeping everyone entertained. Absolutely, man. Well, let me put this up right here. Watch this. This is what we get paid, the big bucks right here.
Whoa. Hey.
So,
I'm that guy.
So, yeah, I just would love to hear about you. Movies, music. Games, cartoon, whatever, comics, and then let's just let it roll.
All right. Well, introduce myself. Well, I'm that guy, Josh Smith. A lot of people don't know this, but the story behind me, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay. Hurricane Katrina relocated me to Houston, Texas, where I'm a wrestling fanatic. I wrestled, grew up, and did my thing in wrestling in Texas and was recruited to University of Nebraska Kearney, where I was roommates with the champ now, Kamaru Usman. We had a few fighters out there, Joe Ellenberger and Jake Ellenberger, and they just kind of introduced us to like MMA, and just like after practice, people will start shadow boxing to kind of get us started. And long story short, I did my thing up there, AA'd, and some MMA fighters liked the way I wrestled, like my big bro, Jens Pulver. He, after college, he like took me in and he was like, hey, let's get started with MMA. And I did my thing in as an amateur a little bit. I was living with him, but it just wasn't the place for me. And it was cold. It was a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
Southern boys. So I was like, I can get down with this, but it wasn't the place.
Right.
End up, Pat asked me and my brother Rafian Stotts. Rafian fights for Bellator now, but he asked us if we wanted to go to Rufus Sport. And shit you not, my response was, isn't it colder up in Wisconsin? And he was like, what? He was like baffled that I didn't want to be in the cold. And Rocky was like, I'm going. And he went up there to Rufus Sport. Then a year later, I came down to ATT. So, and I've been here ever since, the last 4 years. So,
right.
Yeah, Louisiana, Texas, Nebraska, Iowa. Yeah, now I'm here.
Love that. A couple things I want to hit on. For one, I'll start from the back, work my way. You mentioned Florida. Probably one of the main threads that on the Fight Finance Podcast, we're 230 episodes deep right now, different branches coming from us, is I've been on how hot Florida is for MMA, especially to me, like that amateur going to turn pro bubble, and then, of course, that big bubble, especially down there with you guys, ATT 365. All that Sanford's coming up, all that. There's just so many gyms, Fusion in Orlando. And like people, there has to be a reason. You know what I mean? Like there has to be a reason why. And I kept on saying to everyone, to me, it's the weather. You guys can train 12 months of the year.
You can train all year. Like I've lived here for 4 years and the difference is us training down here, there is no cold. There is no seasonal. Like the lowest it gets is about 60, 50, maybe 50, 60. And right. I can run outside all year long, train all year. There's no running into snowstorms or stuff like that. And it's just easier. It makes it more convenient. It makes it more comfortable. And I don't know, Florida just, and it's a big MMA hub. Whenever I realized that whenever I got to Florida, like a lot of fight, I feel like a lot of regionals are here, there, like say, no offense to Wisconsin region, I haven't fought anyone from Wisconsin, but I mean, not Wisconsin, Wyoming region, I haven't fought anyone from Wyoming, but like, I just couldn't see them being as big in MMA as the Florida region. So right. I would expect the more people that came here to go up, whereas, I don't know, maybe they're not going up as high. I don't know. I just think higher, I mean, different regions are stronger in MMA than others.
For sure. And I always think too, coaching, maybe more people, like great coaches, want to live down here. And more coaches want to live here in Florida, hang out and, you know, have families and be all around Florida. So I think coaching's better. All athletes get better out down here. And then a sneaky thing, this is for the next, the next level, is there's no sales tax. So I think that takes, like, fighters, if you're making on the beginning their pro level, if you're making 1-1 or 12-12, or if you're on the, you know, amateurs in the promotion base, you don't have to pay sales tax on stuff. That's a lot of money. That goes a long way.
It's true. And I do tune into a lot of the amateurs. This is little kid too solid. Shout out to him. Okay. I think he fights for a combat club, but these amateurs are so, like, their levels are going up. Like, I remember when I was an amateur, all I knew was wrestling, and it did me well. But if you're an amateur and you only know one base, it's not enough anymore. Like, it's not enough. I mean, I understand that as a pro, but and as an amateur, like, knowing this and that and this and that and how high they're getting and the levels of these amateurs, the next level of the pros are going to be amazing. And I'm just glad I'm where I am. But it's going to be something keeping up with these guys.
Right. You're totally right. There's an amateur named Chris Mixon down here in Port Orange, Florida. He's a welterweight slash. Too. Oh, there you go. He's welterweight slash middleweight. Kid's a stud. Like 12 years ago, him versus Rich Franklin would have been a fight. Like, that would have been a legitimate fight. And now he, like, he's an amateur on the way up. So it's crazy. Another thing you mentioned was Usman, right? So one, have you noticed a change in him? Are you still cool with Usman today? Just because what I hear through the people is that, especially in the last 18 months, 2 years, you know, he knows he's really, really good, and he knows he's the champ, and he kind of has that come off. Like, that's what I hear.
Well, I in a way, I understand. You have to separate your circles to stay focused on the goals that you have at hand, and maybe our goals aren't the same at today's time. Well, I mean, maybe they are. No, actually, he's the champ, and I want to be a champ. So our goals are different right now. So I could understand why we wouldn't communicate as much. But when I see him, I say hey. We say hey, but it's passing. Like, maybe at Titan, it's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, what's up, Josh? But it's also, he's a champ, so it's like, running into him, he's also busy, and maybe I'm doing this or that, and everyone wants his attention. So, like, he'll say what's up, but I know it. I'm not like other people where I'm like, oh, he's not talking to me. I'm like, oh, okay, well, he's busy. Good luck, brother. Have fun.
Right. Mentioned Titan FC down there. Yes. They got an event coming back up, and it's awesome that post-corona, we're finally kind of over it. Titan FC is in 2 weeks, I believe. Jacksonville UFC just took over for the whole week. You know, how cool is it that Florida is right now kind of pushing the envelope and bringing MMA back?
I feel like that's perfect. That's perfect for me. It's perfect for my career. I like the people. I like the MMA community all over the world having to come to Florida to get things done. So it's just making more of Florida a powerhouse, a hub to get down here and this is where to be. Like, if you want to fight, especially right now in Corona. But I think it's great. I'm actually been looking to try to get on an upcoming Titan show because I did see there was having shows. And I mean, there's talk here and there, but like, I think it would be a great show to hop on. And I'm all over UFC Fight Pass. So like, and I seen they just signed too. So I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, Lex? Yeah. Lex McMahon, he was just on 2-3 weeks ago. Appreciate Dean Tool Island fight up there in the Panhandle. He's my guy. You know, he's UFC Fight Pass. It's an easy connection. Fight for UFC Fight Pass, 2-3 wins, especially a big time win, main event win. It's like UFC sees you. They know you already. They got the film on you. It's easy.
It's not even that. It's everyone sees you. It's all they have to do is buy it, tune in, stream in, and bada boom, bada bing, you're there. Like, you can catch anyone's fights. You just got to type in their name. And, like, I just typed in – I don't do this much, but I just typed in my name the other day, and I was like, oh, I didn't know I had this fight up here. So, like, I was just catching the old highlights, and I was just like, oh, it's just cool to see.
Oh, for sure, for sure. See your own work. I threw out a tweet probably a couple of days ago, and especially with UFC being on Wednesday, I loved it. I can't get enough of fights, and especially not having it for 55, 60 days, and having a weekday fights, I think they should do it more. And I threw out this idea of, like, to me, UFC used to be like a concert. It used to be an awesome show. Someone would come to town. But now, to me, UFC is so big, they can make it like into a festival. Pick a city, yes. Kansas City, Missouri, right?
It's like worldwide, and you have to – it's like – it's an event.
Right. And they could come to any city, Houston, Texas, Kansas City, Anaheim, right? And Monday, everyone gets there. Tuesday, they can have a weigh-ins for Wednesday's fight night. Thursday, they can do a fight pass, like a grappling event, or a Titan FC, or like another LFA can hop on that. Friday, weigh-in. Saturday, the big show, a big main event show, ESPN Plus.
We technically almost have a national week, like fight week. Everyone knows what's fight week. And I mean, there's always been fights and gladiators and, I mean, Shooto back in the day. And, I mean, there's still Shooto now. But, there's always been fights. But I think the UFC have brought, like, mainstream audiences to see that this is a thing. And, like, this won't ever go away. And so, like, for, like, that to force something called fight week, which – like me growing up, we never had. So I'm just like, I'm glad I'm at this age, or I mean, in this era where I still can, where I'm still competing, and that we actually have that, because, oh man, that week is awesome. They have like the best fights. I mean, actually, this past card wasn't too, I mean, these past three cards wasn't too bad at all.
Loved them.
But I think fight week's always where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. And I just think, almost kind of just doing it more, like every other month or once a month, is popping into a city, taking over. I think that'd be awesome.
This is true.
You're okay.
But,
so
I mean, but don't they already kind of do that? Like popping, like if the UFC is in your city, or Bellator is in your city, or I mean, even in Japan, if Rizin's in your city, you're going there. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, you're not gonna miss it.
Yeah, definitely not. And I just think, like, I loved how 249 came into Wednesday, and we had Glover and Anthony Smith, and then all of a sudden, should they have stopped the fight? It went long, and that talk went into Thursday, Friday. Then we had Walt Harris coming back and the return. It was just crazy. It was so, like, I don't know about you.
And then the cards that's coming up right now, like, it just made me more interested in the cards that's coming up right now. Like, Woodley's about to fight Burns. Like,
It's so funny. A lot of people on social media kind of put that out there tonight, actually, today. And for one, well, anyone who in the know knew it was coming for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's like one of the most underrated fights in the game. Like, that fight is so good. People like are not in the mission. They don't understand.
Hey, if you're a fight fan and you want to understand, oh man, that's the fight. That's a fight to watch, because there's such good tacticians. And man, I've watched both of them come up, and I'm just like, It's a good fight. It's a good fight. I wouldn't even bet on this fight, because
that's enjoy.
I love Tyron, and I truly think he's gonna win. But but like you can't sleep on Gilbert, and he's been on such a rise because, and I don't know, like I said, it's gonna be a great fight.
So, yeah, great fight. He has so much good momentum. He's like, Gilbert is just so hot right now. So it's a great fight. I think I got Woodley too. It's a championship fight. It's like a 25-minute main event fight. So that kind of goes into Woodley's favor, I think. So I got Woodley. Okay, so maybe another fighter or two that's maybe you think is a little bit underrated. Maybe someone that's on the come up that people should really, really know about. It can be UFC fighters. It can be someone in your gym. It can be someone in another organization. Who are two or three guys that maybe the mainstream really don't know about yet?
I know. I'm friends with so many fighters, so it would be hard to like pick some out and just be like, oh, shout out. But well, a lot, like I said, a lot of people don't know. There's a dark horse coming up on the rise. He's been bouncing around here and there, fought a lot of 35. Lost a few 25 because I don't think he belongs at that weight class. But it's that guy. nah, I'm just kidding. Rafian Stotts, y'all should check him out. He's dope.
Right.
There's this redhead chick, Jillian Savage Robertson. She's pretty sick.
Shorty Torres.
He comes hard, and let's see. There's a few people. Recently, I just met this little chick. She was a banger. She was just throwing we sparred a little bit, and she was just throwing everything at me. I swear I've seen the kitchen table coming at me. I think B Wynn? Yeah, that's her name.
Okay, okay.
Killer B? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just been bouncing around, training, and meeting a bunch of fighters. Friend of mine coming up that's about to fight, y'all need to tune in. Psycho, native Psycho, Jordan Griffin. He's a character.
He's good.
Also asking earlier about interest and stuff, and like we all hop on Fortnite, like a bunch of us hop on Fortnite.
Right.
We just get down and like talk shit to each other, but it's fun.
Absolutely. Is Fortnite? Is there anything else that kind of you guys are busting your bodies all day long? There's nothing fun about it sometimes in the gym, grind. Is there something that you guys like to do together, separate, that's like, okay, I'm going to ease a little bit. I'm gonna relax.
Oh, hey, I'm what you call a weekend warrior. So I believe in promoting my brand and promoting myself, and I'm a good time. So I like to go out and have fun, whether it's going to the fights, going to football games, basketball games, concerts. Like, I do it all. If you hit me up and you're like, and I could be sleeping, you could be like, hey, Josh.
Yeah.
In the brain, let's take over the world. And I'll be like,
let's do it.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
That's my motto. Is just try to live. Just try to live your best. Like,
absolutely.
We don't know the opportunities are going to come. Like, there's been times I woke up and went out and met so-and-so and got invited to front row seats of a Bulls game back in the day. So, like, you never know who you're going to meet or what you're going to meet or what you're going to do. So I just live in the present and
absolutely
things in the present.
I got one of my best friends in the world. Been friends for 20 years. He'll call me once in a while, and he'll just call me like, you in or you out? Like, that's it. Like, that's all I get. And it's like, hey, I'm in. I got you. Hey, I'm in.
That's how I'm about to start hitting my friend. I'm like, yo,
you in or you out?
It's no question. What am I doing? Are you in or you out?
Right. That's everything. All right, man. Well, let's get into it. That's I had Dean Thomas on. What? It's had been almost 2 months now. Leaving ATT. The whole firm, gym to gym. I see that you're with them all the time. I saw that you had a really cool Instagram photo talking about it. So what is your relationship with Dean? How tight is it today? So I would assume, and let me know, I assume that, did you leave ATT? Are you with this Dean Thomas full time? How did that work? How did that go?
All right. So I said earlier, I'm a people person. I actually went to school for communication. So I love like knowing people and making relationships. I wanted to be known. I did not leave ATT. I am still there and still can. Okay. I just talked to the owners, Dan Lambert and Richie, the other day. I am full contact with my coaches, but Dean is like my father. So like he wants me there. Like, but I will still get all his coaching, all his wisdom. If your dad says go to this college and you're still at this college, you're still gonna stay at this college. But if he's like, well, I ain't gonna be there, but you stay there, you're still gonna stay there, but you're still gonna listen to everything he says. So I don't know how it's gonna work after quarantine, but I know I'm gonna make it work. I don't know whatever, I don't care what everyone else does. I just know Josh will make it work. Like
right.
I'm the type to fix, like I said, I live in the present. I will fix my schedule to make what I want to do work for me. Mm. So, and I love the way he coaches, the way his wisdom. But I'm also not going to lose the education I'm getting at ATT. Like it's like a university there. It's like a fight university. Like I have Steve Mako and his wrestling, and I used to go to OSU camps back in the day, so I've always seen Steve Mako.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
I have King Mo there, and if you look at my Instagram, like back in the day, like I've known King Mo since I moved from Hurricane Katrina to Houston. So like he's coached me since I was like 15 years old. So there's always love there. Coach Pahumpa, Coach Conan. Coach, and there's just so much knowledge in that building. Like it would be foolish of someone. I roll with Kayla Harrison all the time, and like she doesn't know it, but while we're rolling, I'm still learning. I learn from everyone, and it would just be foolish to leave such a place with so much knowledge in it. Yeah, it would just be foolish. Like, I feel like as long as I stay who I am and the relationships I'm with, like I'm not gonna lose like the coaches I have. If they have love for me, they're gonna stick with me. Like I have coaches everywhere that just drop in knowledge. I have teammates everywhere. Like sometimes we'll be playing a game, and then all of a sudden one of my teammates will be like. Or one of my old teammates that's in MMA right now, like Rafion or some, or Romero Cotton, he was on my team too. Hit us up and, or he'll be like, hey man, this is this, and just comment something, and you'll just look at it and you're like, you're right, and you know it's all love. So I take knowledge from everywhere.
Sure,
and
sure.
I use it to my best ability. So I'm not like. Nothing has lost for me. I haven't lost any. I mean, maybe I have to drive an hour there, but like, and Dean Thomas, the way Dean Thomas coaches, is like, why wouldn't you drive an hour to get priceless knowledge?
Right.
So I have to drive maybe an hour to go train with him, but it's all worth it. Like I think knowledge is so priceless. You can't put. You can't put a dollar sign on knowledge. So,
for sure,
Yeah, I'm a student of the sport and trying to be the best.
In that hour drive too, you can put on the Fight Finesse podcast once or twice, and boom, you're good. You know what I mean? That hour is quick if you're listening to it now. Also, we just had Jacob Kilburn on too, and he said that he was saying the same kind of thing about you were with the coaches, but even with the fighters. He goes, Dave, like it's unbelievable. You know, I'm. Punching and kicking with Edson Barbosa, and then learning, and then I'm going to go roll with Charles Rosa, learning, and then I'm going to get something from Coach Bruno. And it's like, you can't do that. Like, you can't get that anywhere else other than probably ATT Coconut Creek. It's like you said,
exactly. It's so much knowledge. I love that. It's so much knowledge in a place, and it's like, even my teammates, like I said, like you just said, I can turn to Edson and be like, yo, can you help me with my technique on this kick? Or Coach Cattell or Joanna. Amanda hit me up whenever we was just last in the gym, and she was like, "Yo, Josh, we need to roll." And I was just like, "Yo, this is gonna be fun." Like it's just so much knowledge in the building that it's like you're tested every day, not on how tough you are, but just what you could bring to the table and how you could help each other. So I think it's a great place to be. It's a great place for me. And I love that I have my own corner coaches where like I can call Dean Thomas anytime and he'll answer me and I'll be like, "Hey, I need help with this," or I'll send King Mo some video and he'll be like, "Oh, Josh, you just need to do this." And then I know I'll hear from like a week later, he'll be like, and this, like, or sometimes, like, you know how fighters understand it. Like, sometimes you'll be going through the motions while practicing, but like, I feel like I have so many people like in my corner without saying anything, because I like when they talk to me as a coach, not always yelling, but like all these guys, right, they just talk to me, and like I'll look up after doing, maybe I'll be bullshitting or something, and I'll look up and I'll just see Mo just looking at me like this. and I just like, "Ah, shit, all right." So I'll just get back to work. But it's just like a bunch of angels in my corner, just like over your shoulder, like, "Hey, get back, do what you need to do. You need to be up here." So yeah, I'm just riding, going, doing what I need to do.
That's awesome, man. You mentioned Katrina a couple times, and do you have any kind of, so you were around 14, 15, like you said, do you have any like stories? Were you, how deep were you in it? I have no idea. So I'm just.
It took my home. It took my school, my old school. Like I can't go back to I'll hang out with my friends and they'll show me like where they used to grow up. I can't do that. There's like, I remember going to McDonald 39 rave rooms, and I can't go back to those places and be like, "Oh, I used to play at this park," or "I used to grow up here," because it's not the same. I go back to New Orleans every year in Christmas to see my family and everything. But it's still not the same. Like you can ride down some streets and still look up at the top of roofs and see like, what's it? Like, I don't want to say mildew, but it's like moss, yeah, like the stuff you see in ditches on the side,
right,
green, algae, yeah, green algae. Moss. Yeah, algae, boom, algae. There it is, yeah, you could see it like on top of roofs, and people are like, "Hi, get up there." Well, long story short, this was underwater, so wow. Yeah, my mom still lives there, and my family still, a lot of my family like moved back there, but we all was split up, like these people went to Atlanta, this cousins went to California, we went to Houston, some cousins went to Dallas, and
wow,
yeah,
crazy. And it's if you're not in it, like you wouldn't understand, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes in Florida with the hurricanes and all that, like people don't understand.
It was different because the levees broke too, so it wasn't just there. It was say imagine we got Hurricane Irma. And Hurricane Irma kind of hit hard a few years ago, but
right,
because like it was like you're in a hurricane, and then all of a sudden you like look out the window and it's just like doop 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 doop, but no one knows because it's like levees broke way out there. And am I still on?
I made you big. Okay. You're the star. Hey.
But nah, like the levels are just kept coming up, and you're like, "Well, we have a two-story house. Why is the water on the second level?" So yeah. So we got on our roof and eventually we got out of there. Man, I will never eat Pop-Tarts again. I had that for like a week straight.
Wow. This is crazy. Unbelievable story, man. We'll kind of close in on something a little bit lighter. It's been probably like around 60 days. Has there been something, especially The Last Dance, Michael Jordan's been crazy. Of course, Tiger King on Netflix. Has there been something that you kind of went all in on, watched, binged, or any of those?
Oh, man. I've downloaded every streaming site, I think. I'm like, well, I got a little pocket change. Let me get some of these streaming sites going. So I done I'm going through I was on Hulu and it somehow linked me to HBO. So I'm rewatching Game of Thrones, and
Oh.
I just watched Atlanta, Insecure, The Buck
Yeah.
Ballers. Then yeah, it's just I'm also a cartoon fan, so sometimes I'll put those on and like to remind me of Saturday mornings as when I was a kid and
Right.
everything. So I'll put on some like anime and I'll be watching like Naruto or Dragon Ball Z and like shadow boxing in the middle of the floor, and like my cat is just looking up at me like but yeah, like I don't know, just been day by day. Dean's been also working with us, so it's been
Right.
here and there, but like I mean, it reminds me of this a summertime, because I've always been an athlete, and I believe in for those wrestlers out there, I believe winter or summer wrestling make winter champs. And remember that growing up, kids, because like I would see so many people evolve over the summer
Sure.
compared to the ones that just joked off and had fun with their friends. But the athletes that stayed in the gym and stayed working, I would just see them evolve and grow and just turn into monsters. And like I mean, I was one of those that was just always in always there in the summertime. But yeah, I'm just treating this like another summertime. There's going to be some fighters that stay home and get fat, and there's going to be some fighters that
Right.
evolve, and I'm
Yeah.
not trying to be on that side.
You're totally right. Like, there's so many, I've talked to so many fighters, especially like in the last month, we just talked about a little bit off air, was some of them are on it more than ever because they know UFC, they're coming with a lot of fights too
Oh
in the next
man.
2, 3 weeks. But then all these regional promotion shows or even amateur levels, like they're starting to pop off at the end of the month in June. So it's like, you almost need to camp. You don't want to come to camp 30 pounds over, 25 pounds over, not being right. So it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
I feel like I'm in awesome shape. Like I'm running my miles faster than I would be in camp. I don't know
That's
if it was
great.
just the recent me realizing that I'm a bantamweight and not a flyweight. Realizing that I'm not a flyweight and I am a bantamweight.
Right.
But like I'm feeling stronger, faster, smoother. I'm actually just being more co coachable and not worrying about my weight. And learn that from one of my teammates, Kyoji. Like he just walks around literally 10, not 10, like 8 pounds over. And I've watched him cut weight before, and it's not cutting weight. It's just cutting a meal. And like I was like, wow. But like I see the benefit, because Flow Wrestling had a documentary of them, the deficiencies of cutting weight. And like if you could just get healthy and lose diet, not so much cut weight, like diet, like the brain, your brain will be so much better in a fight. Like you'll be quicker, sharper, you'll remember things, just you'll just be more on point. And I've been over this quarantine break, I've been more into my mental health, and just getting more into that. And I realized martial arts is not always about here, but it's 99% here, and not just mental toughness, because I've learned that growing up as a wrestler, but like just strategizing, playing chess and not checkers. Just
Josh,
I'm
100%. I talked to Ann Ribeiro earlier today. And she literally said, I'm not kidding you, she literally said, I think the game is 99% mental, 1% physical. Like, she goes, everyone in the gym, every bantamweight in the world is 5'7" with abs, with a reach like this. She goes, it's about like coaching and your mental aspect of the game, what you can take, what you cannot take, where you at that week, that month. Like, and she was talking about really pinpointing like fight days and weight cuts. And she's like, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to be here. It's not good. I'm not right. And then sometimes like She knew she was going to win the fight literally 48 hours. She's like, there's no way I'm losing this fight. Like, there's just nothing. Like, I'm Wonder Woman.
And with the weight cut, it started to, and I started to see this whenever I was cutting up flyweight, I would be way more concerned about the weight cut than the fight. Like, I wasn't even having fun. It was like, if I make the, I'm not worried about the fight. But if I make the, and it's crazy too, because I've lost every flyweight fight, but I've won every bantamweight fight, and it blows my mind. But that I didn't realize this earlier, but it was like every time I cut the flyweight, and I was like, I'm not worrying about the fight. I'm worrying about the weight cut. And it was like that in wrestling because the skill came along and everybody else was doing it. But we all was depleting ourselves. But now the game has changed, and I don't know if these young kids have done it, but the game has changed where it's not about cutting the weight and trying to have that cheating advantage, because that's what it is. It's not trying to have that cheating advantage. It's just being in shape and being mentally focused and being in the zone, being right in the moment and being there and using what you was taught and what you practiced, what you drilled 10,000 times in that moment. So I've changed my game up, and it's just going to be exciting to see whenever quarantine's over and whenever I pop up on the show. June 20th, tight. 8 legs. But yeah.
I'll send a text, right? I'll send a text in 10 minutes. I got you.
You good? Whenever I pop off, I'm just excited to see the outcome of the results. I'm here to have fun, man, and I'm here to live the best my best life, and I just want y'all to be a part of it.
That's awesome, man. So happy to have you on. We talked a little bit, and I've had Jillian on so many times. She's like, she's definitely one of the Mount Rushmores of the podcast.
Hey, she's a savage. And that girl goes.
Yeah, she just had a birthday a couple of days ago, man. She's getting up there now.
The 17th, yep.
Right. And Hannah Goldie now looks like it's a part of Dean's team, the firm. So, yeah, it's crazy. But, man, so happy to have you on. Thank you. We're blasted everywhere. We'll drop it in a day or two. And we'll talk to you real soon, man. And hopefully see you June 20th, Lex.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the plan. And I hope to see you guys soon, too. Hit me up whenever. Hey, we're in quarantine, so we ain't doing nothing.
Hey, maybe on the 30th, we'll do some kind of fight cast. We'll get you on with Gilbert Woodley. We'll hop for 3 hours, eat, drink.
I'm with
other
it.
Other activities, you never know.
I'm with it. All right. I'm
all right.
Yeah.